When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with Kim Dennis on a Sunday night as we get your week underway. Kim, what does a ghost mean to you?
Well, a ghost, I think it's a spirit or a soul. You know, if you see, or actually if you see them with your, not in your sleep, like you can get visits of your loved ones when you're sleeping. I don't call them dreams or visits, but if you're like wide awake and you see them in your room or at the foot of your bed or anything like that, I guess you could call that a ghost. That's probably my best interpretation.
What do they
want?
Seeing
it with your, like with your physical eyes.
What do ghosts want from us?
Well, I just think they just want to let us know that they're there with us. Well, I don't know, two things. Like, I mean, if it's somebody that you know, if it's somebody they know, probably letting just an obvious one that they want you to know that they're there with you. But sometimes you can see random ones as well, too, and I don't really know why. And sometimes, like, I live in a house built in 1888, and I do see a little girl and sometimes a man who I believe lived here. And they always seemed a little surprised that I can see them. And I'm like, I'm surprised I can see you, too. But they seem quite surprised that I can see them. So sometimes. So I don't really know for sure. So, well, I think if it's somebody that we know but ones that we don't, maybe they just come down to a, they drop down to a lower place and without realizing it. I'm not really sure. I've seen a few, sorry, that have nothing to do with a reading or nothing to do with me.
Why do sometimes they haunt?
You know, I don't know. I've never experienced a haunting. I would imagine there's probably restless spirits. I think a lot of people just get frightened and get caught off guard if they come in too close. Maybe there are some restless spirits. You know, I've gone to different houses that are to be haunted, that are supposedly haunted or whatever, and I do pick up on the people that live there and some of the spirits there, and I don't know, they don't seem in distress, but they just seem really close. I've never had a spirit that scared me or anything. They've caught me off guard or startled me, but never scared me.
Have you been lucky?
I don't know if I believe in luck. You know, I think everything happens for a reason. I think I'm well protected. You know, like I said, there's got to be a negative side to it because I think that's just how the universe works, right? I do, but I've never experienced it. And I would have to shut her down if I did, because this can only add to my life, which it does. So, but I have heard a lot of people who have experienced, you know, freaky things happening and stuff like that. But it just, that scary stuff hasn't happened to me.
Who assigns the guardian angel to us?
I don't know. You know, all I believe is that if we have an accident or we're in a situation where we're by ourselves and we need to reassurance protecting or whatever, I think it's kind of random. I'm not exactly convinced that we're assigned one, because we have to experience life. We come here to learn, right? And some people have accidents, some people survive them, some people, they cross over. You know, we have to have life experiences. The whole point of being here, else you'll never learn anything. You know, you do through your challenges. So I think guardian angels are just sent out, I believe, when we need them. Because if you're going to cross over in an accident or have a heart attack or something, then no, that's your time to go. It may not be the time for you to lose these people, but everybody goes when they're supposed to. So, but if you're not, like my friend who was in an accident, I'd think that they come to stay with us, to reassure us, because he felt reassured, actually. That's a big part. He felt reassured, like a calmness. It was just like that he was going to be okay, because if an angel comes and tells you that, you kind of, you know, believe them. So, yes, and then all of a sudden the ambulance was there, and he pretty much walked away.
Can a dead friend or family member be your guardian angel?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. My spin is that angels have never been here before in physical form. I think they're above that. How? I don't know. But it's been my experience or insight that they have never been here in physical form. Now, can our loved ones be with us? Yes. Can they guide us? Yes, absolutely. Do we listen? Up to us. It's almost like your parent trying to guide you when you're here. I think it's stronger and different on the other side, but kind of the same idea. Either you listen or you don't, you know, but I think your true guidance comes from inside of you. But it's like saying to your teenager, well, you know, how does it feel to you? You know, you kind of take them there. Does it, and you know, either they listen to it or they don't.
What seems to be, in your opinion, in your experience, the easiest way to connect with the spirit world?
Other than come to see me, quiet yourself. You know, sometimes you can bring it on. Sometimes it'll just happen sporadically. But I think talk to your loved ones, or even just talk to the universe. Sort of, it depends on what you're asking. If you're trying to connect with your mom or your dad, just say, you know what, Dad. You know, if you kind of get a sense that you might get a little memory or something to indicate that they're there, just say, you know, give me a sign that you're with me. I believe in not telling them what to do. Like, don't flicker the lights or whatever. Let them figure out the sign, but just say, give me a sign that you're with me, and let that thought go. And it usually doesn't take very long, and something will happen. Sometimes, often, more than one thing will happen. But you got to buy into it when it happens, because you can talk yourself out of anything. And sometimes they're just kind of, they happen without you really, all of a sudden it'll just take you there, and you're like, oh, that makes me think of mom. You know, my dad's crossed over, and sometimes I'll think of him and start the car, and there's Johnny Cash, right? And I'm like, walk the line. So I can do two things. I can go, hey, Dad. Or I can talk myself out of it and just say, oh, you know, I was just looking for it and showed up. Well, by the way, that's how everything works, right?
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. What if a dearly departed one does not visit you ever? What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. A lot of this stuff is still a mystery to me. You know, and sometimes that happens. You know, I'll have, because most people come back to me for a reading. I don't remember my readings or anything, but they'll come back and they'll say, you know what? I've always wanted this cousin to come through and he's never showing up. And I'm like, gee, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why. Most of the time, who we want to show up does show up. There's no guarantees, of course, most of the time. But there is the odd time that they'll come and say, you know, I've always wanted my good friend to come through, and they don't. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just a medium. I'm the dork in the middle, you know, between this world and that world. The person in the middle just receiving the messages. But I don't know. I don't know why some people, some souls don't show up.
Are they always there for us when we pass on?
Yes.
Our loved ones?
Yes. Yes, I truly believe that. I truly believe that that somebody comes for us. It's usually our mother, obviously, if she's crossed over first. Usually our mother. I think there's an obvious symmetry. She brings us into this world, so she helps us out. And plus, if your mom comes for you, you know that you can go with her. You don't hesitate. Although I do believe if you're going passing slowly that the veil between this world and that world starts to thin out. And then you reconnect with everybody, the obvious ones. And even the not-so-obvious ones, you know, maybe you had a wonderful coach or a neighbor or a teacher or something like that. You know, I think everybody kind of comes out just to welcome you, greet you, reconnect. They've missed you, too. Even though they can be with us in a different way, I believe that they miss us as well, too. That's like going back home.
When a soul passes over, yeah. when they die, yeah. Is there like a review for them? How does that work?
Yes, and that's what I saw in that room when I visited heaven. It was literally like a classroom, and it had all these like TV tray looking tables, and they had screens in them. And the idea is that kind of like you're filmed here, everything you do. And then part of the process of crossing over is that you do life review, you watch it all. And I believe that's somebody must have experienced it, and that's where my life flashed before my eyes came from. You know, every time you have a near miss here. And you review everything you did here because you're learning, right? This is, you came here to learn. And not only do you feel what you made other people feel as well, too. And that's part of the learning process. You know, when I was a young mom in the 90s when Oprah was on, she had Betty Eady on. She had a near-death experience.
I remember her.
Surgery, yeah, during a surgery. And she talked about that room as well, too. I remember I was half listening to her, and she talked about that, and I was like, what? I'm like, and it was such validation. Not that I had any doubt about what I saw, but it was such validation. I was like, I saw that same room. And she almost exactly described what I saw as well, too.
How do we know that the dying process, Kim, doesn't do something to our brains before that happens?
What do you mean, like?
Like it creates weird stuff, lights, things like that.
Oh, in the process of crossing over, you mean? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I think, I don't remember dying previous lives, but I do believe in, like, there's a white light and, you know.
That's natural?
Yeah, I do. I think that's part of the process of crossing over. You go through the light. I hear it's a bright light that doesn't hurt your eyes. You know, I think I didn't experience that because I wasn't crossing over. I was just visiting. So I've never seen, like, the white light because I'm still here, I guess. That's why. But I believe that it's true. I believe that it's true.
What about the concept?
I didn't have a near-death. Sorry, sir. I didn't have a near-death. You know, but people who did, like Betty Eady, I can't remember, but she may have talked about that.
What about the concept of evil?
Oh, yeah, there's evil in the world. I don't know about on the other side. Probably. Like I said, I haven't experienced it, but in the world, absolutely.
I mean, what do you do with the evil person who has died and gone to the other side? Surely he can't be mixed in with the good people, right?
Well, I think, but his experience of crossing over and life review and all that kind of stuff is going to be a whole lot different than somebody like yourself, right? That they are, and I think in this world here, you don't get away with anything. It's not like you have to wait to cross over for God to repay his debts or whatever. You know, what goes around comes around. So everything that you make other people feel will come back to you. It may not come from, this is just my belief, it may not come from that person, but it's coming. It's coming, and that's what karma, it always sounds like a bad thing, but that's why older souls get into the business of helping others, because everything they make other people feel comes back to them. I have a great life, not because I'm psychic, because I help people all day, right? I could be doing anything.
Do we change,
the reverse is,
do we change guardian angels in our lives?
Well, like I said, I don't believe we're assigned one, so if you have more than one, trauma, tragedy, or something in your life where you require, it's like if you need to call an ambulance more than once throughout your life, then yeah, I don't really get that you're just assigned one. I just think it's on a need basis. I've never needed one that I have been aware of. I had a visit of an angel. I wasn't sure that was a guardian angel. Like I said, I was in an emotionally low time, but I wasn't in an accident or anything. Like I was, my life wasn't at risk.
Tell us about your 20-year-old book, What's Above?
Yes, you know, I wrote about a few experiences, like I was talking about, like when I visited heaven and, you know, sort of my out-of-body experiences, and it's a collection of different stories from a long time ago, just of different people, just to help different people, you know, understand in different ways, you know, why our loved ones come around. And I mean, and how I can get information as well, too. You know, on maybe crimes, missing people. And I don't even have to, like, I can get information about a situation, or I have a girl who's a genealogist, and she's always looking for, she's got lots of loved ones who were in the Civil War, and they couldn't find one gentleman, her, I don't know if he was a third cousin or second cousin, once removed body in the cemetery. And I said, oh, he's in the children's cemetery because he was 17. And they found him. They found him. So I'm not convinced he was telling me that information. I just think all the information about everything is out there, right? And if I can tap into some of it. So I didn't really feel like I was connecting with that young soldier, but I was connecting with the information.
What does it mean by healing a soul?
Healing, like once a soul's crossed over?
Yes.
I think you get healed when you crossed over. That's what I try to reassure people, you know.
Who does the healing?
Well, I think that's part of it, like you come here to learn.
Or what does the healing?
And I think the crossing over that you leave your emotional stuff behind because you learn from it, you understand. I think we forget everything at birth, so when you cross over, it's like all the lights go on. So you understand that you were here to learn. You know, some of us have more to learn. You know, some of us go through bigger things, like nobody comes here to have a child in tree life. I just think the perspective is different. You don't get away with anything, but I think the perspective is different. You know, so I think just they're always aware, like lots of times they'll apologize for how they were, you know, to try. And they get that was part of their learning experience here. But they also are very aware of what it did to their loved ones as well, too, you know, when they were here. But they also understand that was just part of their process of learning. You know, lessons are repeated till we get them. And maybe some people aren't as evolved or it takes them longer to learn, you know.
Kim, what are your recommendations for tapping into the universe to make things comfortable for us while we're still here?
Well, always quiet yourself. That's how you're going to hear all the information about you and your guidance. You know, first understand that all the answers about you are inside you. So if you're looking externally, you know, for what you should do next in your life, whether you should take this job, marry this person, whether you should whatever. If you're looking externally, I mean, you can get information, but at the end of the day, you take all that information and how does it feel? You process it through your soul, through yourself. And that's where the answers are. And like I said, if you can't, if people say, oh, it's not there, it's always there. It is. And if your thinking is so much louder, all the noise of the world and that mind chatter will drown out the voice of God, your soul, that inner voice, or whatever you want to call it. So it's just understanding that it's there, that it's there. And if you calm yourself, you know, go for a walk, separate yourself from people, do whatever it takes. That's when you're either going to feel your loved ones around or you're going to feel the answers about yourself. And it might not be always, the feeling might not be always what you want. It's like, oh, I really wanted this to work out, but the feeling doesn't feel right. I know, but the feeling is still right. And that's the blessing, is that it's the universe has your back. So if you go through life and everything seems what you're thinking and feeling is the same thing, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. But as soon as you start creating a different feeling, the universe is going, hang on, hang on. It's just like your feelings, you know, people who feel guilty, they're mad at themselves. You know, if you're, you know, your feelings are always, you're always guiding. If it feels right, everything carries a vibration, right? You can even walk into a room and you're like, ooh, this doesn't feel good. Well, what doesn't feel good? It's the energy. It's the people. It's the vibe. Or the opposite. It's like, oh, or you meet somebody and you're like, you know, right away their energy feels good. Or you'll know somebody for a long time and then see them and you're like, something's changed, right? Like the energy, like it's shifted. It's shifted. So if you stay in that, more in that place of feeling and stuff like that, it will make it much easier for you to have a life here.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.